You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1386.
Well, on my postcards, one of the things that I mention on there is call us at this 24-hour recorded message. No one will answer. Okay, call us at this 24-hour recorded message. No one will answer. And what that does is a lot of people will listen to the message, right? I also say, I've recorded a message for you at this number. They will call out of curiosity and they will listen. Some will leave messages, some won't. What am I really trying to do? I'm really trying to get the phone number. Okay, and that's what I want for you.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today I'm going to talk about 10 things that you need to do to make direct mail work really well inside your business. And by I mean really well, I mean how do you turn $1 into $5, right? How do you create that multiplicative effect where your business starts to explode and have a level of consistency that you've never seen before? I got to tell you, I love direct mail. And the reason why I love it, I mentioned this before, it's because, first of all, not a lot of people do it anymore, right? I'm going to cold call or text, you know, or voice blast my way to a deal. It seems easy and cheap, but there's a lot of competition and a lot of people don't have the patience or courage to really use direct mail. And if you've listened to me for any length of time, I got to tell you, the most successful wholesalers, the ones who are in this business for the long term, who make the most amount of money, who really have, you know, a high net worth, they use direct mail. And so I'm going to give you the 10 things that you need to do to make it really successful for you. So the first step, as in almost all of my podcast episodes, a little bit about mindset and understand that direct mail is not a cost. It's an investment. It's a long-term investment. If you were to invest into a 401k or a stock and get 10% on that investment a year, most people are ecstatic. They're like, I'm going to get 10% a year, year over year over year over year, and they're going to jump up and down. But I got to tell you that direct mail is so much more powerful than that. My goal for you and what I've seen and the standard is if you spend a dollar that you should be able to get five back. So that means that you would get a 500% return on your investment. Now, of course, that is gross. So if let's say you have a 30 or 40% profit margin, let's say it's 250. So you're actually turning a dollar into 250 after all of your costs associated with the business. I don't know about you, but that is a very, very, very powerful investment. And so you may not get that investment right away. It may take you 3 months, may take you 6 months, 9 months, may take you a year. Sometimes our investments return and we get our money back, right? But then that investment is returning 2, 3, 4, 5 years right now. I think our record for doing a direct mail lead is like 3.5 years, but my team is still working. Are you ready for this? A deal that they've been working on for 10 years. By the way, that deal should be over 250 grand. If they get it, I'll keep you tuned on that one. But understand this is a long-term investment and it's one of the best ones that you will ever make. Think about the long game. That's how rich and wealthy people really think. Number two is your goal again is to spend a dollar and make five back, right? Spend a dollar, get five back. Spend a dollar, five back. I want you to chant that, right? Spend one, make five. Spend one, make five. Spend one, make five. And if you take that out, it's going to be a lot easier for you to invest, not spend, invest that money. That's number two. Number three, consistency. You want to mail every single week of the year, with the exception of the time period between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Okay. I always like to work our database between those months, and I like to take a little bit of a break. I don't completely stop mailing, okay, but I take what I'm doing and I basically cut it by 75%. Okay. For a couple of reasons. Number one is that a lot of people go on vacation. I'm talking about our team members, right? They go on vacation. You may be going on vacation. Other people, yes, we like to work, but sometimes if you're going to take a time period off, that would be it. But pretty much you're mailing 49 weeks a year. And, you know, of course, if you take Thanksgiving and New Year's, you could say that's 6 weeks. Again, don't like split hairs there, right? But we take a break at set periods of time. And otherwise, you're mailing week after week after week after week after week, and it doesn't have to be a lot. Okay. If you're mailing 1,000 pieces a week, that's $4,000 a month. Okay. And again, you may side tap, Todd, that is a lot. It should cost you, if you're sending postcards, about $2,000 a month on the low end, right? My recommendation would be that. I know people who spend $20,000 or $30,000 a month on postcards. But if you're mailing 1,000 postcards a week, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, you're going to start to set up a consistency in your business that you've never seen. Your response rate on a good postcard to a good list should be anywhere between a half of 1% to 1%, right? So if you mail out 1,000 postcards, you may get between 5 and 10 calls. So you're getting between 5 and 10 calls week 1, 5 and 10 calls week 2, 5 and 10 week calls week 3, 5 and 10 week calls week 4. And those start to pile up week after week after week after week after week. And you are going to have some juicy deals in there. If you have a bigger budget, of course, you can do more than that. I recommend hitting your lists anywhere between every 4 to 10 weeks. Okay, 4 to 10 weeks. And you take your list, you divide them up, right? You take a look at how many names you have. You put them on a spreadsheet, and I do quarter by quarter. So I break it down. My recommendation is to get a marketing schedule. Okay, 12 weeks and a quarter, 12 weeks of marketing, and do a quarter by quarter and plan in advance what you're going to do. Which list, how often, which postcards. Next thing, use a proven postcard. Okay, don't get flashy, don't get smart. Use a mentor and a coach to teach you which one. I like to use a large, oversized pink postcard. It's proven. Our clients love it, and they make a lot of money with it. Okay, it's twice the normal size of a postcard. It's big, it's oversized, it's pink. Works great. Next thing about direct mail, this one's going to be controversial, but it's a Todd Toback special. It's proven. It works. It's years of grisly experience getting punched in the face, getting my mouth bloody, losing a tooth, putting it back in, and finally getting over the finish line and getting the girl. Is use a 24-hour recorded message on your postcards. What do I mean? Well, on my postcards, one of the things that I mention on there is call us at this 24-hour recorded message. No one will answer. Okay, call us at this 24-hour recorded message. No one will answer. And what that does is a lot of people will listen to the message, right? I also say, I've recorded a message for you at this number. They will call out of curiosity and they will listen. Some will leave messages, some won't. What am I really trying to do? I'm really trying to get the phone number. Okay, and that's what I want for you. Because 50 to 60 with these postcards are going to be hangups. And the other people will leave messages. So you're thinking, okay, Todd, you know, I'm just going to call the people who left messages. That's a mistake, right? Sure, you want to call everybody back. You want to call everybody back immediately. That's very, very, very important. But calling the hangups is just as important. I can tell you right now, there's just as much money in the hangups as there are in the voicemails. Now, you don't always have to use that whole 24 recorded message thing. That does resonate with some people. Some people want to talk to somebody live immediately, right? But I recommend when you're first starting out, use a 24-hour recorded message, call back the hangups, call back everybody, but do not forget about the hangups. Leads come from the tail end of the mailing. What do I mean by that? Why is that? If you send out 1,000 postcards and let's say you get 10 calls, 7 will come in the first 2 or 3 days after it hits, right? But then you get the calls that kind of stagger in, you know, maybe 1, maybe 2 calls, and they're like, huh. And they're scragglers. Why are these people more motivated? Why are they better? Because normally people who are motivated and they get your postcard, they know that they should call you and they know what you do. They know that you buy properties and that you are going to give them speed and convenience, but they also know that they're going to give up a piece of their equity. There's no secrets when we deal with motivated sellers. We're kind of an open book that way. And if you have a good postcard, you know, it should give the seller kind of the name of the game before they call. So when a seller calls, it means that they've got the postcard, they thought about it, it wasn't a gut reaction, and they put it away, and then they called you, right? Something spurred the conversation. It wasn't the postcard, it was an event. An event happened. Then they went and got the postcard out of the drawer and then called you. So don't freak out when all of a sudden you mail and you don't get calls right away. Okay, if you're mailing consistently week after week after week after week, you know, it's going to be hard to tell which one came from the exact mailing unless you're tracking with phone numbers, which I do recommend. By the way, my next one is, and this is a bonus one, is use phone numbers to track. So use a different phone number every time you mail, right? That's really, really, really important. Okay, follow up. Follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up, follow up. I can tell you that you're hardly ever going to get a phone call that says, Todd, I'm extremely motivated. Come over to my house right now. I'm going to give you a huge discount. It's almost always, hey, I'm thinking about selling. I've got the situation and I'm not sure what I want to do. And your job with direct mail is to nurture, build rapport, get commitments. Okay. I highly recommend you check out the No Limit Selling System. It's the basis of everything that we do, but you got to follow up. Okay. Next thing is take emotion out of this. You may be like, Todd, oh, this seems like a long-term investment. It is, right? You want to measure your ROI. You don't want to measure how much money you're spending on mailing. You want to measure how much money you're making because you're investing. If you spend a dollar, how much do you make back? Don't be like, oh my gosh, I'm spending $5,000 in direct mail. If you make $25,000, you're doing great. Okay. It really takes a full year to evaluate. I'd like you to see you make your money back within the first 90 days. That happens often. It should happen, but sometimes, you know, you're not going to make everything back, maybe 4 or 5 months. And then you're really not going to see it. It's like really, really flourishing until about a year. But I mean, forget it. After a year, you are just killing it. Next is pick one market and dominate it. Don't mail a whole bunch of different markets. Pick one, typically your home market, completely dominate it. Okay. And don't get distracted. Don't get FOMO, fear of missing out because other people are in a different market. And lastly, pick one list and dominate it. One of the things that I'm going to recommend is people who have inherited houses. And so I'd get that list and I would mail it at least every 6 weeks. Keep mailing it and keep mailing it and keep mailing it and get new names and then mail the old names. So the key with that is you buy the names, you mail that list every 4 to 6 weeks, mail the old ones and the new ones. Okay. And you're going to find some really, 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 really good deals in there. Okay. So I'll review. Understand this is a long-term investment. Not a cost. Okay. It's one of the best investments that you'll make. It'll beat stocks any day of the week if you work it the way that I'm telling you to work it. Two, your goal is to make a dollar and make five back. Three, consistency, mail every single week, except for between Thanksgiving and New Year's. You can keep it going a little bit, but I would really, really, really take it down a couple notches there. Use a proven postcard. I like oversized pink. Use double size. Use a 24-hour recorded message, at least for your few mails, your first few mailing campaigns. Call back the hangups for all things holy. Call back the hangups. Very, very, very important. And call them fast. Your best calls come at the end of the mailing. So do not freak out if calls aren't pouring in motivated the first time you do this. Follow up like a banshee. Okay. I've done deals 2.5, 3 years after we've closed. Okay. I told you I'm working one 10 years right now. The team is working on measure ROI, not cost. It takes a full year to fully evaluate this. Okay. You should be able to at least make your money back within 90 days though, okay? Pick one market and dominate it. Pick a list and dominate it and make sure you mail the old leads and also the new leads. I'm talking about the inheritance leads that I'm talking about in this last point. Do a deal, right? Do a fat, big, juicy, profitable deal and let me know about it. Hit me up on social media. If you want to hook up with me in that Facebook group, go to wholesalinginkgroup.com. Hit me up at Todd Toback. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.